According to national figures, more than 40% of released prisoners will return, and in Alaska, the recidivism rate is 2/3. But, as evidenced by the panel at KPC, there are resources available for those returning to regular life. Taking advantage of those resources, though, can be a challenge. That's why the Kenai Peninsula Reentry Coalition has a job opening. Katie Calgill from the Coalition explains.
Right now, Kenai Reentry Coalition has the funding available dedicated to a case management position. And the case manager would work with the inmate and DOC inside the institution, ideally 90 to 60 days before release, and then again work with that individual in DOC and other agencies that have the support services, such as housing and transportation.
Given that many people will be coming out with addiction and mental health issues, that support network is important, even more so if friends and family can't provide it. But something as simple as just getting a ride into town from Wildwood, for example, is a process in and of itself. There's carts, sure, but those rides have to be booked in advance and are only available to registered users. Two hurdles that are pretty tough to clear from a jail cell. Connecting all the dots of how to get home and even where that home will be is the function of this new case manager position. Calgill says the work won't stop there either.
This would ideally last for a year or more until this individual is able to really get back on their feet, because the issue is that we have these services and we have these funds available and these agencies that want to work together, but there isn't someone there to navigate with the individual, because it's the individual who has the hard time of reaching all of these places, especially in our community with transportation.
Calgill says funding for the position comes from a State Department of Labor grant, and the official job posting will be available on that website soon.